Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You with Christopher and...
And Laura, oh my god, I can't wait to find out what's going to happen to Robinson. I was going to say Christopher.
Oh yeah, well I know what happens to me, or what happened. I don't know what will happen yet, but I know what happened. But
anyway.
In this case, Robinson, well, he left his hometown in England and then went to London, which is still in England. And then he became a sailor, was kidnapped or, you know, taken, became a slave to pirates. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Brazil, opened a plantation, was successful, but decided to leave because he liked sailing. And then his ship was struck by a storm and he...
Oh, no.
Fell out, and he was the sole survivor, the only person who lived through the crash.
But is that the end of the story? No,
no,
I don't think so, because we're going to find out what's going to happen to him on the island.
Ooh.
Reading.
Robinson Crusoe.
After suffering in solitude for many years, Robinson becomes overwhelmed when he finds someone else's footprints on the beach. He discovers cannibals were on the island. Robinson is terrified, but confronts the man-eaters bravely and kills them when they come near his home. During the fight, Robinson also saves a captured Indian. He calls the man Friday, in honor of the day they met. Out of gratitude, Friday becomes Robinson's servant. One fateful day, an English ship approaches and makes a stop at the island. Robinson is in shock as he knows this is his chance to return home. After a careful survey and learning the crew took the captain hostage, Robinson and Friday fight the men and free the captain. As a reward for freeing him, the captain agrees to take Robinson back to England. After 28 years on the island, Robinson finally sets sail for his home. He finds that his plantations did well while he was gone. Even though he is now rich, deep in his heart, he misses the open ocean and knows that eventually he will set sail again.
All right, day 3. After suffering in solitude, solitude means being alone, but usually by choice.
Okay.
In this case, it's not his choice. After suffering in solitude for many years, Robinson becomes overwhelmed when he finds someone else's footprint on the beach. Ooh.
It could be a monsters or aliens.
It could be both. It could be a monster alien. Like a really big alien.
Okay, 所以呢，这两天我们看到啊，鲁滨逊他人生起伏超大的。刚刚 Chris 有说到，他遇到这个凶恶的海盗啊，沦为这个囚徒，然后索性呢，哎，他又跑到这个巴西啊，那因为他逃离了嘛，对不对？然后呢，他其实感觉好像应该就很平顺的过他的日子，可是呢，因为他想要完成他的梦想，所以呢，现在呢，他就沦落到怎么样？就是流浪荒岛，这样很多年的悲惨的命运呢。那不过呢，这时候呢，在今天的本课一开始，他说他竟然发现怎么样，还有其他人的一个足迹 footprint 走在海滩上。那刚刚 Chris 有提到 solitude 这个字呢，就是有孤独、寂寞这样的意思。那 overwhelm 这种情绪，就是可能有那种百感交集、不知所措这样的意思。那 when I think of this word footprint, it reminds me of a poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Jesus. Like, if you're a Christian, you might have heard of this poem before. It's called Footprints in the Sand. Okay. 所以大致上呢，他就是有一个人呢，这个是一首诗，很经典的诗，很有名。就是他可能常常会跟上帝说，哦，我很开心的时候，我就看到上帝，你就跟我陪我走的一个 footprint. 所以看到two sets of footprints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one is the Lord's or Jesus, God's. Okay, when he's really happy, he sees two sets of footprints. But when he's actually not very happy, when he's really upset and depressed, he's questioning Jesus or the Lord and says, mm-hmm. hey, how come I only saw a set of footprints? 他但是呢，当这个人他经历人生苦难的时候，会很不顺遂，他就觉得说：“神，你在哪里呢？为什么我只看到呢我自己一个人很艰辛走的足印？” And here is the classic lines.、
Okay.
The Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
Have
you heard of this before?
Maybe I have.
This is pretty touching, huh? 所以大家听得懂吗？他事实上是说，上帝回答说，其实呢，我真的很爱你，我绝对不会在你在这个受难受苦的过程当中离开你。当你只看到一对脚印的时候，因为那时候是我在背着你。
All right. Okay,
it's very touching, but we gotta go back to the
article. Back to the reading. He discovers cannibals were on the island. Cannibal is someone who eats another human. A cannibal, I'll explain. Cannibal usually means a man eater, like someone who eats a man and is a human. But also you could say, like, if an animal eats its own kind, it's cannibalism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 就是我懂 Cannibal 一般呢就是指食人族 man eaters. 可是呢如果呢这个动物它是吃肉食的话它也可能是 cannibals.
Okay, Robinson is terrified, which makes sense because he could be eaten.
Right.
Terrified means frightened severely.We spell it T-E-R-R-I-F-I-E-D. T-E-R-R-I-F-I-E-D. Terrified. Martha is terrified of spiders. Whenever she sees one, she screams. Martha is terrified, so frightened severely, of spiders. And whenever she sees one, she screams like, ah!
Ooh,
or something
like that.
What is
something that. You're terrified of?
Spiders.
Really?
I made that sentence because I'm Martha. I'm terrified of spiders. Don't laugh
at me. Okay. I'm not terrified of cockroaches and spiders.
I like cockroaches.
You like them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Terrified 是什么呢就是恐惧惊吓这样的意思 Very, very scared.
As far as I know, a cockroach can't bite me and poison me. But a spider can. That's why I don't like spiders. Robinson is terrified, but confronts the man-eaters, the cannibals, bravely,and kills them when they come near his home, his little hut on the beach.
Wow, he's a brave dude. Okay, confront. Okay, 虽然他非常的 terrified, 很害怕但是他还是怎么样勇敢的面对他们 Confront 就是勇敢的面对对抗这样的意思而且他还把这个食人族给杀了因为呢食人族本来可能要接近他的这个小小茅屋一个 hut.
Alright, during the fight, Robinson also saves a captured Indian.
Uh-huh.
He calls the man Friday in honor of the day they met.
Oh, is that why? Not because he likes to eat at Fridays.
No.
Ew.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think there was a Friday back
okay.
then. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, in honor of 就是像什么什么表示敬意或是纪念这样的意思。
So, out of gratitude, Friday becomes Robinson's servant. Gratitude, it's a strong feeling of appreciation to someone for what that person has done to help you.
Okay.
So if someone offers, maybe you want to use a computer and you don't have one, but your friend offers to let you borrow their laptop, and you would show them gratitude for letting you use their computer. Mm. The little girl drew a picture to give her parents in gratitude for buying her crayons. The little girl drew a picture to give her parents in gratitude for buying her crayons.Crayons.
She
probably drew
the
picture with the same crayons, right?
Right. that's a cute way to show gratitude as a kid. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, out of 就是因为或是出于由于这样的意思 Gratitude 当然就是感激啊。所以刚刚我们课文看到的是呢，这个 Robinson 从食人族他手中救下一个被俘虏的土著。的人然后后来呢因为呢这个人他非常的感激 Robinson 然后他就说好我愿意当你的 servant 就是仆人有趣的是呢他的名字竟然是 Friday 星期五耶为什么呢因为他们相遇的那个天那一天呢当天是星期五所以呢他就给他取了这样的名字 Friday
Right Servant is the word we also saw there It's a person who is employed to do work for another person especially to do work in another person's home.
Okay.
So, her family is rich. They have servants that live in a small house on the property. Her family is rich. They have servants that live in a small house on the property. So servants would probably be doing the dishes, cooking, and then maybe the gardening.
Okay, servant 就是佣人啦，或者是仆人这样的意思啦。Okay, let's continue reading.
Okay, one fateful day, an English ship approaches and makes a stop at the island.
So that means he's not that alone. Well, you know, there could be other people coming. Oh yeah, he has Friday now.Cool, so fateful here, 它就是有着就是重大的有一天 OK, 它有点 fate, 我们就知道就是命运这样的意思所以它是决定命运的所以这一天呢可能会改变它的命运哦 So what happens?
Robinson is in shock. That means like he's really surprised.
Yeah.
As he knows this is his chance to return home.
Yeah.
After a careful survey, survey means to look at or examine all of something,
mm-hmm.
so...Before agreeing to buy the house, he did a survey of the whole the whole home. So before agreeing to buy the house, he did a survey. He looked at everything in the whole house.
That's smart. Okay, survey, 注意哦。有的人常会念成 survey, 那是它的动词。As a noun, it's pronounced as survey, okay?、
Mm-hmm.
它在这里呢本课呢就是有着调查这样的意思或是查看这样的意思。So after a careful survey and...
Learning the crew to, he learns that the crew took the captain hostage.
Oh my gosh!、
And Robinson and Friday fight the men and free the captain.、Okay, so to take somebody hostage means to kidnap or seize someone, to become a hostage. So take somebody hostage. We spell hostage, H-O-S-T-A-G-E. H-O-S-T-A-G-E, hostage.
Okay, crew 呢在这里就是全体的船员。他发现说竟然这个全体的船员把谁呢把这个他的船长抓住当作人质就是 hostage.Take somebody hostage, 就是抓住某人作为人质。那刚刚 Chris 还用了另外一个字就是 kidnap, K-I-D-N-A-P, 它就是去绑架的意思。Okay, we also saw the word free here as it's used as a verb, 就是表示解放或是自由这样的意思。Oh, but there's our shortcut for you, which will teach us how to use the phrase take somebody hostage. Let's check it out.
Shortcut for you.
Gee, I can't wait to deposit this money and then go get lunch.
Freeze! This is a robbery!
Oh no! Don't take me hostage!
Take you where?
Sorry, Miss Bank Robber. To take somebody hostage means to hold them against their will.
Oh, I get it. Take somebody hostage means 挟持某人作为人质。That's right. I'm taking you hostage.
Maybe that's not a good idea. I don't think I'm a good hostage. I talk and complain too much. Also, I feel sick.
Okay, I'll take everyone else hostage. You got lucky this time.But next time, I'm taking you hostage too.
Thanks a lot. But the police have surrounded the building. I wish you a nice life in jail.
Well, that was a fun shortcut for you.
That was.
Back to our article.
Mm-hmm.
As a reward for freeing him, the captain agrees to take Robinson back to England.
So he can go back home. Okay, reward 这个意思呢，就是酬谢、报答。所以呢，因为他把这个 captain 就是船长给放了，所以呢，就是把他救了出来。所以他就说，好，没关系 ，Robinson， 我会带你回去 England 英国。
Okay, so after 28 years on the island, Robinson finally set sail for his home.
So what?How old would he be? He was a teenager. Couldn't he be that old?
I don't think he's quite that old. I think he's probably in his 40s because he was a teenager. But He set sail. Set sail means to begin a trip on a ship or boat. The ship set sail for America a few days ago.
Hmm.
The ship set sail for America a few days ago. And it's set, S-E-T, space, sail, S-A-I-L.
Okay, 所以终于在他流浪荒岛28年后，他决定要怎么样 ？Set sail 就是航起航或者出海，怎么样？回家喽。
All right, he finds that his plantations, you know, the farm that he had in Brazil, did well while he was gone. Even though he is now rich, deep in his heart, he misses the open ocean and knows that eventually he will set sail again.
Hello, haven't you had enough trouble already?
Okay. Yeah.
Deep in someone's heart, 就是内心深处。所以虽然他回到了这个他的平静或是非常富有的生活，他还是觉得说，唉，我想要哪天又要想要出海。所以他其实 he always wants to fulfill his dream.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Ongoing. Anyway, I guess that's all for today's article. It's a 3-day unit.
And that's the end of Robinson Crusoe. It ends with him thinking, I'm going to go back out there. Even though he's had terrible luck.
No. Right. Anyway.
On to our shortcut for you, or for you check
question. For you check.
We've done shortcut for you. We took you hostage.
For you chat.
All right, our for you chat question. What do you think of traveling by boat?
Okay, it's going to sound pretty disgusting and gross. When I think of traveling by boat, I think of vomiting and getting seasick. That's really true. That happened to me when I was a child. I went to Japan. I don't remember where exactly it was, but we went to one place from one place to another somewhere in Japan by boat. And for the whole time, all the kids were like thrilled. They were so excited, like, oh, we're traveling by boat. But I was like feeling sick for the whole time.
Uh-huh. Was it a long boat ride, a short boat ride?
It was long, like it was like one day or something.
Oh, and how about this? Ready? Did you long to be on land?
Yes. I was dying to come back. I was like, I didn't eat anything on the boat. I heard from my sister it was really good, all these yummy things she ate, but I was like, stop talking about food. What about you? What do you think of traveling by boat?
I don't mind it, except that I've done it like 8 times, and
really?
I think about like half the time I'm okay, and then the other half of the time I get sick. I feel uncomfortable. Only one time did I actually throw up, and that was because we were in a storm. So during dinner, while we were all trying to eat, like our drink glasses were knocked over, and like the dishes
serious.
Would go. Because they're rattling from the storm. So I was
not
like,
fun.
I don't feel well. And I don't know if any of you kids have been on a boat, which you can talk about. But, like, it's hard to walk on a boat that's, like, rocking. It's like, think of it as, like, walking during an earthquake. That's,
Did you have to quickly go back to your rooms? And
I had someone lead me there, but it felt like days. It took forever to walk home, back to my room. But talk among yourselves.
Yeah.
What do you think of traveling by boat? And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Robinson Crusoe.
After suffering in solitude for many years, Robinson becomes overwhelmed when he finds someone else's footprints on the beach. He discovers cannibals were on the island. Robinson is terrified, but confronts the man-eaters bravely and kills them when they come near his home. During the fight, Robinson also saves a captured Indian. He calls the man Friday in honor of the day they met. Out of gratitude, Friday becomes Robinson's servant. One fateful day, an English ship approaches and makes a stop at the island. Robinson is in shock as he knows this is his chance to return home. After a careful survey and learning the crew took the captain hostage, Robinson and Friday fight the men and free the captain. As a reward for freeing him, the captain agrees to take Robinson back to England. After 28 years on the island, Robinson finally sets sail for his home. He finds that his plantations did well while he was gone. Even though he is now rich, deep in his heart, he misses the open ocean and knows that eventually he will set sail again. Vocabulary Review.
Terrified. Terry never goes on airplanes because he is terrified of flying. Gratitude. Teresa showed the firefighter much gratitude after he saved her life. Servant. The rich family has several servants to take care of them. Survey. The researchers did a survey to know how to improve people's health. Set sail. The sailors left the harbor and set sail for another country.